This next piece is entitled My Interview with William Shatner, with Patrick Stewart as William Shatner.
I'm terribly sorry I'm late. I trust you haven't been waiting long.
It's about bloody time!
I'm sorry, Bill. I see your wife isn't with you. Where is she?
Handcuffed to a radiator in Fallujah. She wanted to come, but I do not negotiate with terrorists.
Not at all?
Nope.
Well, Bill, I have a few questions the populace wants answered, and they believe you're the right man for the job.
Well, I'll let you get to it.
Thank you. I'd really love for this to be 100% real. Can you do that, Bill? Can you be real?
100% real!
Let's start. The fans want to know your favorite American football player, and they want you to say it in the most erotic way possible.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, well done. Very erotic. And what would you name the love child of Osama bin Laden and Beyoncé Knowles?
Ahmed Al-Paula Abdul Al-Paul Anka Al-Casey Kasem bin Shakira.
Ha ha, indeed, indeed. That's about as creative as Tasha Yar's demise.
The mouth on this one.
And now you're old and alone, with your wife kidnapped in Fallujah. A has-been, pushing 8 decades.
Age ain't nothing but a number, and the number I'm thinking of is $100.
$100? For what? For me to go away? I don't think so, Bill. I've got questions that the people want answered. For instance, what's the name of the most notorious person that you know?
Jameson Lacroix, weapons dealer, drug smuggler.
And what do you know about Jameson's endeavors in the entertainment business? What do you know about his new videos that he's been making?
Clearly these horrible movies are a cover for some diabolical scheme.
Why? What do you know about them? What have you heard?
It's a remake of Raiders with a German Shepherd as Indiana Jones. It also stars Matthew McConaughey as Karen Allen.
Oh, dear God. Why haven't you put someone on this already? Where's Nimoy? Where's Chekhov? Chekhov. I thought he was your number one man these days.
Not anymore. He refused to stand in line to get me opera tickets because he had to go to some... Oh, I don't know. Something to do with his son's bone marrow.
Well, that seems a bit harsh, Bill.
You can either play the career game or you can concentrate on family. I'm not saying career is better than family. It's just a choice. Career's better.
If you were buried in a tomb, like an Egyptian, what would you take with you? No, wait. What if you were buried alive in that tomb?
A machine that turns water into cocaine.
Well, that's quite the choice.
I know, I know.
So, this is one hell of a set, Bill. I see you spared no expense. I must say I was a bit surprised when I heard that you were doing a remake of T.J. Hooker, with yourself reprising the role. How did the shooting go?
A massive success. My only regret, I didn't get to jump through the breakaway glass I had installed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go party my nose clean off my face.
You do 8 balls? At 80?
Well, I should hope so. Everybody does.
Well, I think I should call an ambulance.
That's really not necessary.
No, no. I insist. You're not well.
I'm sorry. Can't we start again?
That's it. We've got to get you out of here. You're 80 years old, Bill.
I think I'm passing out. I smell pennies.
All right. Get up. I'm driving.
You're serious? You're leaving?
No. We are leaving. You're not well.
Half polar bear, half Hugh Grant. Will you please help me? No. No, quite right. I'm sure you're busy with all the films and harp seals. I'm hallucinating!
I think this interview is over.
I'll wave to you.
End signal. Captain's log out.